This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Hey, look, I'll cut right to the point. Tomorrow's roster cut down day. Every NFL team has to cut their roster down. And I see this as a big opportunity for the Saints to address some positions. I know you guys have talked about it. Obviously, offensive line, maybe running back. You know, with the Kendra Miller situation, we don't know when he's going to play or not play. Look, I'll say it again. Frank Gore Jr., there's a logjam up there, Mike and Bobby, with the Buffalo Bills. He had 8 rushes.
He ran over 100 yards, right?
He had a great preseason. The problem, Bobby, is there's no room up there for him. And he's the type of guy I could see being out there on top of all the other talent that's going to drop down. It's like the game of Plinko there, Bobby, on Price is Right. There's going to be talent dropping down. I want to get y'all's take. What do y'all see us doing? Are there certain players? I mean, I guess it's hard to say now, but I look at this as a major opportunity because, look, we have a great defense. If Derek Carr gets hurt due to this offensive line, essentially the season's over. I know everybody's excited about Spencer Rattler and Hayner and this and that, but these guys are very inexperienced. And we have to keep Derek Carr upright. I think they're going to keep 3 quarterbacks active because of this offensive line. But what positions, especially, and I want to tie that into Kendra Miller. Do you guys see with him just, we don't know, he's going to, I guess, go to the IR or whatever. Does that mean we're going to be looking for a running back in this waiver wire? What do you see, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll take a look around. Because if you look at the running back position with Alvin Kamara, with
Jamal Williams,
and Taysom Hill, you got to throw him in the bunch here because he's going to see some touches as a runner fullback. And then I think the big question mark is, what do you do with Prentice at fullback? Do you keep a legit fullback? Because with Taysom,
they might because the Shanahan and Kubiak
always
and all that
measured on that.
You know, you look at the 32 teams, 5 or 6 teams utilize the fullback. No, the 49ers and the Saints. So, Mike, you almost need a fullback and a backup fullback because we're going to use Taysom
in a lot of different areas.
And with Adam, I think we got the right fullbacks. We got Adam Prentice, and then you look Taysom Hill. To me, right now, I don't think Saints fans would argue with this, or they might. But Jamal Williams might not like this. But to me, Taysom Hill is the next best option after Alvin Kamara.
I'd agree. I agree with that.
You know, I mean, hello. I mean, you know, how are you going to get him the ball? You know, and you can use your imagination, Clint Kubiak and all that. But, I mean, we're not saving Taysom. Come on. When you're making, you know, $10, $11 million, whatever it might be, Taysom might be beat up and he has to retire, but we're not like he still has something left in the tank and retire. No, we got to use him. You know, how many touches? 10, 11, 12 touches. Now you get 65 plays a game. I mean, I would not, because he's averaged 5.5 yards a carry. I'm like, the Saints know that. I'm like Taysom Hill. No, you might get in a game, I'm not saying necessarily double, but 18 to 20. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Okay, and we talk about Kendra Miller. What are you going to do with Saul DeVere?
You just tell him he's on IR too? I don't
Bob,
know.
Bob, I mean, he's missed.
Who is the left guard?
Oh, it's Lucas Patrick. Lucas Patrick is your left guard. You know, that's not really where you brought him in.
But then, you know, Lucas
Patrick. Because he was going to be the swing guy at center or guard.
Yeah, he's a poor man's James Hurst. He has to do something in a Saints uniform to even, hold James Hurst's jock. I mean, that's all I look at. We want to count on him. But can we count on him? I don't know. We come back from California to Louisiana, and I thought, oh, no, they'll tell me he's hurt. But he had cramps. Come on, I know it's hot, but can't you hydrate to know you're coming back to Louisiana? I don't know. Lucas Patrick, I
think he's your start. If you start a game tomorrow, Lucas Patrick's starting at left guard.
Listen, all of a sudden, McCoy's the top banana and ain't even close.
It's not close between him and Ruiz.
And we need Cesar Ruiz to be like 1 and 1A. We don't need Cesar Ruiz to take no step back. We need both McCoy and Cesar Ruiz, that they're playing not at a starter level, but how about a Pro Bowl level? Because we spoiled, Houdat Nation, we spoiled Saints fans. We have had dominant offensive linemen, and that's what we expect. Trevor Penning could just be good. We don't need him to be like Pro Bowl. We just want Trevor Penning right now to be serviceable.
I'll take average.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Are you convinced he's a starting right tackle in this league?
No,
my answer
yet.
Is no.
No, because
I'm not convinced of that.
Because they're going to set up game plans, whether it's Carolina or Dallas. Just watch the first month of the season, how they could design stunts to go against Trevor Penning. And how it's not good if you always have to help him. He's going to have to win sometimes. I think Trevor Penning has actually gotten better run blocking. But still pass blocking.
Man, he extends those arms. I don't know how in a regular season game referees are going to call that.
And who you blocking. You have to look at who you're trying to stop.
Even in this game against the Titans, if you watch his arm extension and all, it's all sort of questionable. You know.
And who's the crew and what they call holding or not?
Well, Fuaga, I think in time, he's going to be a really good
him.
Player in this league.
I'm not saying Fuaga really, really could good. Be the next Teron Armstead, but I'm not worried about Fuaga. I think he'll be legit. I think worst case scenario, he might slowly progress like Cesar Ruiz, but I think he'll be more McCoy-like, that we can count on him. So we'll have a left tackle, we'll have the center and the right guard, but we can't have 3 out of 5. We got to have at least 4, if not 5 out of 5, if we could do something offensively.
Bobby, you ain't going to get 4 out of 5.
No, but I'm saying we got to get to that point, because that's what we did over a dozen years. You look at the Saints offensive line post-Katrina, what we did was unbelievable. The players we had and what they did in training. You know the one thing we've always had, and that's still the case, we've had some kick-ass centers. We've had, even when we had Jeff Fain, when Sean Payton first came here, he left and went to Tampa Bay. He was the highest paid center in the NFL. The only center that was serviceable and they were looking to replace him was Brian Delapuente from Cal. And you know why he worked out so good? He had Jari Evans and Carl Nix on the side of him.
And they had really brought in.
Right.
He sort of had played out his NFL career.
He was too old.
Yeah, he was on the
He was outstanding with the Bears, University of Washington.
Max Unger comes in.
I mean, come on. Now, we've had centers. That center position has been solid. When you talk about that's basically a couple of decades when you look at it almost.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.